the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good afternoon. Spring is here, and we're glad you're here with us on Troy Public Radio because we're on location today. Spring has sprung, and we're in the kitchen of Mark Leslie in Montgomery. He's a freelance stage manager and TV food personality who's been featured on the Today Show. You might have seen him on the Hallmark Channel's Home and Family program. And he is author of the book Beyond the Pasta, where he found his Italian adopted family. Mark, thanks for joining Kyle Gassett in me today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have you in my kitchen. Welcome.
Mark, tell us the recipe.
The recipe we're going to do today is a lettuce, pea, and pasta soup. Lettuces are spring. You know, the greens start coming out of the frozen ground, although we don't have too much frozen ground here in the South. But really young lettuces, also snap peas we're going to use today. Those are in season. They're a little sweet. And we'll put a little pasta in there to give a little hearty depth to the thing. But it's really just in a vegetable stock, a really light soup. Something for spring. We've kind of taken off our winter coats. We've left chili and stews and roasts behind, and we're going to do a light and spring flavored soup.
Mark, we don't normally think of putting lettuce in soups. Now, do the Italian people do this?
Oh, yes. For them, lettuces are a vegetable. Here in America, for us, lettuce is a salad only. That's the only thing we use lettuces for. But actually, in Italy, they use lettuces for in pasta. They use lettuce as a vegetable, so they can grill it. They'll put it in pasta, they'll put it in soups. So they really treat it as a vegetable. It has a subtle flavor, it has a sweet flavor, and they really appreciate those kind of fine nuances of lettuce.
Now, I see on your recipe, which you very kindly printed out, that we're looking at different types of lettuce. What are the differences?
Well, we're going to start with using romaine hearts, and those kind of have a crunch. And even though we're going to saute them, they'll still have a little body with them. And then we're going to use an escarole. An escarole is one of the kind of bitter-flavored lettuces, much like chicory or arugula. Or it also has like curly endive. Any of those lettuces have a kind of bitter flavor. So we're using two. The romaine will be a little sweet. The endive or the escarole will be a little bitter. And so you'll have those two flavors going on against each other. So it's not just all sweet.
Is this similar at all to any of your other recipes in Beyond the Pasta?
Yes, actually, I did the potato pea and pasta soup when I was there in the fall, living with the Italian family, with Nonna, the grandmother. We were cooking in the fall, so therefore she was using a potato. So that's more of a harvest. It's a little heartier flavor. Since this is spring, I've adapted it to spring, gone with the Italians' use of lettuces, and so kind of adapted the recipe that way. So something a little lighter.
Okay, Mark, you have a lot of ingredients in front of us, a lot of fresh ingredients. Describe what you have.
So we have romaine hearts here. We have snap peas, some onions, escarole lettuce, a little grated Parmigiano, which we'll put the grated cheese on top of the soup when it's done with a little drizzle of extra virgin olive oil, a little fresh flavor at the top, and then some pasta. And we'll get started.
Okay. And let's see, what kind of knife are you using?
This is just a regular chef's knife. You can use whatever knife you normally chop. It doesn't do anything to the flavor. your knife. I think some people think that a special knife means that somehow your dish has a special flavor, and that's not true. I'm just used to using a sharp knife, which is actually safer than a dull knife, believe it or not. And it just is easier for me to cook it with it.
And you're starting on the onion.
Yes, we're going to take, I have two tiny yellow onions here. The recipe calls for one medium onion. I don't have any medium onions, so I'm going to use two small onions, and I'm just going to dice them. So what we're going to start with, we're going to start sauteing the onions. Usually, there's this French term called mise en place, which means you get everything ready before you cook. Everything in its place, everything has a place, and everything in its place. That's really cute, and I do that if I'm cooking on television. But we're in the kitchen today, so I'm going to cook like we all do at home, which means I've chopped the onion, and now I'm going to start cooking, and I'll go back and chop everything else as we go. That saves some time. Otherwise, you spend a lot of time chopping before you actually ever get cooking. There we go. So what you want to do is when you start cooking, you always want to hear. You want to hear what's going on. So we're sauteing the onions, and you really want to hear the heat on the onion. You want to hear that they're cooking. Sometimes if you put onions in a pan, especially with oil, they'll start to cook too fast, which means they'll start to brown. And Nona, when I lived with her in Italy, she thought that that made the onions bitter. So her trick was, if the pan was cooking too fast, you lower the temperature, but then adjust it really fast, add a little bit of water to the onion, so they kind of steam saute. That pulls the kind of what she thought was bitterness out of the onion, and it also buys you some time without things browning. A little bit of water. And that's just the water reacting with the oil. But now that's going to slow the pan down and give me more time to chop lettuce. When you cook, the biggest thing you want to do is, besides cooking with your eyes and with your nose, you also want to cook with your ears. So as I'm washing lettuces, I'm also listening to see how wet or dry the pan is. The louder the sizzle, that means the drier it is. So if I start to hear it sizzling a lot, I want to look at it to make sure I'm not burning anything. If I put a little more water in, that'll slow it down once again, and then the sizzle sound will go down, and then I can buy some time. So you also want to cook with your ears besides your eyes and your nose.
I noticed that the onion is not burned, as you pointed out, Nona, feeling strongly about.
Yeah, exactly. And if you were to look in the pan, as everybody on the radio can do right now, you would notice that there's not a lot of water. I've just put a little more water in, but that really cooks off. And so you really don't have this soupy, watery dish. Now, I know we're making soup, but we're building flavor. So what we're doing, we're allowing the onion to cook and build this flavor before we add on. And that's really what the water is allowing us to do. I'm just chopping the lettuce pieces into bite-sized pieces. You really want something that's going to sort of fit on your spoon. You don't want a huge leaf. So the lettuces go in the pan. So I put them in. We just want to stir them. We want to make sure that the onion and the oil kind of gets on all the pieces of lettuce so that you start building that flavor. It also helps ensure that what's on the bottom of the pan won't burn, since I turned the temperature up. So we're just going to keep an eye on that. We want to get a little color on these, not a ton, but just a little bit, so that the lettuce's sugars kind of caramelize, and that helps build or intensify their flavors.
Mark, relating Italian recipes to Southern recipes, is it conceivable you could use turnip greens or collard greens and build a soup that way?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in the fall, with like using a potato or using collards and kales or winter soups, you could do the exact same recipe. Don't use lettuces, but use kale instead, or collards. I think collards are wonderful. You could use turnip greens if you wanted. Those kind of have some flavor. I'm sure you could use mustard greens if you just did them a little bit in kind of moderation, since mustard greens are really spicy and strong flavored. But you could definitely, this soup is versatile. You could replace the lettuces with really any one single vegetable and have this really kind of refreshing vegetable soup based on that vegetable. Great, so we've got some color on this now, just a little bit. And next we'll start going in towards the peas. So I'm chopping Italian flat-leaf parsley. Has more flavor than the curly stuff that they used in the 1950s to decorate a steak on your plate. You really want to build flavors. So for me, Italian flat-leaf parsley is the way to go. We're gonna add that in. About a quarter cup, a big handful of chopped fresh parsley goes in with the lettuces. When it comes to baking, you want to be exact about it. You want to be a mathematician. But for cooking, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. When I was cooking with Nona, I would say, Nona, quanti, how much? And she'd say, non lo so, I don't know. It's however, you just use that much. So that's what you want to use your, if you like parsley, add a little more parsley. If you're not a big fan, use a little less. Use what you have.
What was that you just sprinkled in?
I just put in some kosher salt. I like the flavor of kosher salt. To me, it's not as metallic tasting as a table salt. I'm going to put in some fresh ground black pepper as well. It's important about cooking is that you want to season as you go. You want to build flavors. So if you were to season with salt and pepper at the very, very end, those flavors would be really strong and prominent. What happens is if you season things as you go, you actually give the lettuce flavor, and then you'll add the next thing, and that thing gets more flavored as you season it, so that when you get to the end, it has a more balanced flavor. We're gonna do snap peas, and snap peas, you wanna pick off the top, and then it has a little string that runs down, so when you kind of, you're gonna pop and peel, so you're gonna kind of...
Now, why are you doing that?
It has a thread on it that is a little tough. So you're going to pull the stem off because that is hard. And then you're going to, which you used to call tip and strip, is what you want to do. You want to tip and strip your beans. And now we're just going to chop them snap peas. Some of them, they're not very big. If they're not very big, cut them in half. If they're really huge, sometimes they can be, you'll cut them in thirds. I'm just going to do these in half. So I'm gonna put these into the pot now with the lettuces. 7 ounces, which is just under a cup. That's it. Next, we're just gonna bring up the temperature. We want the soup to kind of get nice and hot. And I'm gonna put the lid on it, which will help bring it to a boil. Once it boils, which will take about a minute, we'll then add the pasta. The pasta will cook in about 5-6 minutes, and it's soup.
Now, I noticed you have some cheese here. Shredded cheese, is that it?
Yes, this is grated Parmigiano Reggiano. That's the true Italian Parmesan cheese. It's a little expensive, and people, if you see it in the grocery store, go, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. Yes, but you're gonna grate it, and you're gonna use a little of it goes a long way. The shaky cheese that we all buy in the grocery store is inexpensive, and it's salty. It's really salty, and it doesn't have a lot of flavor, so you end up putting a lot more of it on to get the same amount of flavor that you would get from the Parmigiano. So there's shaky cheese. There's also cheese that's already been grated for you called Parmesan, which sometimes you can find in containers in the cheese section of stores, like gourmet sections. That's already been grated. Or you can buy the hunk of cheese called Parmigiano Reggiano and actually grate it yourself. I like to grate it myself because you get that fresh flavor right off the piece of cheese into the dish. And once again, it's a fresh flavor.
It's boiling.
It is boiling. So now that it's boiling, I'm gonna turn it back down to low. I'm gonna add the pasta in. So the pasta's gonna go into the soup. And now we're just gonna wait. Take this pasta about 6-7 minutes to be done, and then soup's on.
Yeah, is that about a cup full of, it looks like mini pasta.
Yes, this is ditalini. It means it's a small, your digit of your finger, a digit. It's a ditalini. Ini is Italian for small. If you see something that says oni, oni means big, ini means little. So it's ditalini. It's a little digit, a little part. So it's a little tube pasta. You could use a tubettini, which is a tube that is short. You could throw that pasta in. Any little pasta will work. This, once again, you want to fit on your spoon. So that's why you're using the ini pastas.
Well, I'm thinking the listeners have really had to follow you closely, taking notes. So if this recipe is on your website, that's good.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'll put it on the website. So if anybody goes and wants to find it, they can find it at beyondthepasta.com. There'll be a recipe section. I'll do a little post. Okay, so I'm tasting it. You always want to taste. And since I didn't put a lot of salt in, this still needs more salt. It needs a little more pepper. So I'll adjust that. Most recipes, you will notice that usually the pepper is half the amount of the salt. Okay, pasta is done. Finito.
Very good.
Yeah, so we'll serve it up, and we'll add a little bit of cheese to it. We'll add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. We'll get a fresh flavor right on top, and then we'll be done.
Oh, it's delicious. I like it. It's light
really
and
good.
Reflects
it's very,
spring.
Very good.
We need to say goodbye to Mark, and many thanks for hosting us today. This is actually one of our first cooking shows.
And here's the many more. So thank you, Mark, so much for having us over
today. Thank you very much. Bon appetito.
We have been visiting with Mark Leslie in his kitchen in Montgomery. He is a freelance stage manager across the United States, as well as a TV food personality who has been featured on the Today Show, as well as Hallmark Channel's Home and Family. And he is author of Beyond the Pasta. Again, the website, beyondthepasta.com. We'll take you back to Troy for the remainder of your news hour. And our program is always a public service of Troy University. Happy spring.
Mountain greenery where God paints the scenery. Just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your cover. Let